CID arrests, director in RS3000, Craw Credit Society, scam. CID arrests, director Arcana Kuti, CID seizes assets, makes arrests, CID busts, Credit Society fraud. Unmesh, Gujarati sprouts, news exclusive. The Maharashtra CID has arrested Arcana Suresh Kuti, a director of Gyanarada Multi-State Cooperative Credit Society, in a massive RV3000 crore fraud case affecting 10,000 investors. Apprehended in Pune after 18 months on the run, she is accused with her husband, the chairman, of diverting investor funds for personal use. The CID has seized assets worth Rs 2.1 crore and filed 95 criminal cases in the ongoing investigation. CID arrests Gyanarada. Credit Society director in RS3000 Dun's Craw multi-state investor scam. The Crime Investigation Department, CID, has apprehended Arcana Suresh Koot, a director of Gyanarada Multi-State Cooperative Credit Society, in connection with a massive RS3000 crore fraud case that has impacted nearly 10,000 investors across multiple states. Koot, a resident of Kutawadi in Bid, was arrested in a raid in Pune's Barna area on Tuesday after evading authorities for over 18 months. This arrest marks a critical breakthrough in one of Maharashtra's most significant financial scams, exposing a complex web of alleged deceit within a cooperative credit society. The operation, executed by the CID's Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar unit, also led to the arrest of fellow director Asha Padmakar Patodakar, also known as Patil. Arcana Kuti is the wife of the society's chairman, Suresh Kuti, who was previously taken into custody. The couple, along with other board members, stands accused of orchestrating a scheme that collected thousands of crores from investors, only to divert the funds for personal enrichment, according to official CID statements. The long-running investigation and mounting cases. The scale of the alleged fraud prompted the CID to register a staggering 95 criminal cases against the Credit Society's board of directors between May and September 2025. Those named in the first information reports, FIRs, include the chairman, vice chairman, secretary, and other key figures responsible for the society's operations. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, confirms that this is one of the most extensive probes into a cooperative credit society in recent history, highlighting systemic vulnerabilities. The investigation, headquartered in Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar, has been piecing together a trail of financial malfeasance that spans several years. Of the 13 directors under the scanner, 9 have now been arrested, including the prime accused, Suresh Koot, and now his wife, Arcana. The slow unravelling of the case demonstrates the challenges authorities face in investigating multi-layered financial crimes that cross state borders. Massive asset seizure unveils lavish spending. During the Pune raid that led to Arcana Koot's arrest, CID officials uncovered a trove of high-value assets, painting a picture of lavish expenditure allegedly funded by investor money. The seizure included gold ornaments worth Rs 80-90 lakh, 60 items, silver items valued at Rs 56.75 lakh, and a substantial Rs 63 lakh in cash. Notably, officials also confiscated a high-end scooter valued at Rs 10 lakh, underscoring the diverse ways the siphoned funds were purportedly utilized. This asset recovery operation is a crucial part of the probe, aimed at providing restitution for the nearly 10,000 investors who entrusted their savings to the society. The Sprouts News Investigation Team has learned that the CID is now focusing on tracing further assets, including real estate and other investments, potentially purchased under Benami names to conceal their ownership and origin. The modus operandi, from trust to betrayal. Cooperative credit societies like Gyanarada often operate in close-knit communities, building trust over time. This case alleges a severe breach of that trust, where directors reportedly promised attractive returns to depositors, only to funnel the capital into personal ventures and assets instead of legitimate lending or investment activities. This classic Ponzi scheme structure eventually collapsed when investors were unable to withdraw their funds. The fallout from the Janarada Credit Society scam has reignited debates about the regulatory oversight of multi-state cooperative societies. Policymakers and financial experts are calling for stricter audits and more proactive monitoring mechanisms to prevent such large-scale frauds. The CID's ongoing investigation will be closely watched, as its findings could influence future regulations designed to protect small investors from similar predatory schemes. The CID has assured the public that the investigation is ongoing and that efforts to arrest the remaining accused directors are underway. For the thousands of affected investors, the arrests offer a glimmer of hope for justice and potential recovery of their lost funds.